This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. AARP says about 1 in 10 adults 50 or older live alone and don't have significant others or children. Loneliness and running out of money are among their top concerns. And as the baby boomers age, the number of older Americans living alone is going up. And that is the setup for the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Jane Ehrlich. I am a writer and business owner, and I am working on a startup that I've been working on for 12 years called Boomer Rumors. The story probably started in the late 50s when I was a child. We would go outside in the summer. I grew up in the Bronx, middle class neighborhood, and we would see rows of grannies mostly in deck chairs just sitting outside the apartment buildings. They all lived with their children. Previous to my generation, people lived at home until they were married. If they were lucky enough to go to college, they lived at home during college. My generation was the first generation that had the freedom to leave the nest, as it were. I saw people moving away from their families. I saw people getting married. I saw people getting divorced. And I really became aware of the issue of people living alone. My late parents were in New York. I lived in California for 14 years. It was really hard for them. It wasn't that hard for me. I could visit them, you know, talk to them, but it was very difficult. When I had lost both my parents, I realized how are my friends going to age? And we started talking about it. And it kind of just became more of a cohesive plan for this website. The concept of Boomer Rumors was to match people by their housing choices and their lifestyle. So you will say, gee, I'm a boomer, and I would like to move to New York City, but I'd like to live in a condo, share a condo space with another boomer in New York City, and here are my lifestyle questions. You know, I snore, I don't snore, Beatles, I'm a Rolling Stones person, I only listen to opera, I hate music. We have always thought that Boomer Rumors could share a home health aide, an electrician, a driver to take them to medical appointments at that. But it's pooling resources to create a happy living experience in which people who are living alone longer can age in place with another person. That is the first priority. Second priority, I wanted to create a community. I wanted to be a housing site with that potential for people meeting friends. I think it would help me enormously. I feel very lonely sometimes. I'm far away from my friends. And at the end of the day, I want to go dancing.
That was Jane Ehrlich, dancing when she can, working on her startup as well. It's called Boomer Rumors in southwestern Connecticut. You can tell us about your adventure in housing. We'd love it if you did at marketplace.org.